Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up? Starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to talk about truth, justice, and the American way. And this, like every show that we do, is power-packed with all kinds of interesting things that you will not hear from the mainstream media. Richard, how are you today?
We're packed with facts. Name of our game. We're packed with facts. No malarkey.
Listen.
Nothing.
Did you, Trump fired 70 people from the National Security Council, the NSC, today. Just like Vindman's, you know, the lieutenant colonel and his pettifogger brother, and they were all frog marched out, and
they're
no
all
more.
Leftovers
and,
from Obama, right?
All,
they're all
yeah,
leftovers
exactly.
From the Obama era. Yeah. That's where the leaks
and he
come
had increased
from.
Yes. And you know what? It should have happened 3 years ago.
Absolutely.
3 years ago, like right now, Trump would have been in office 3 weeks. And it's kind of like, you know what? We don't need all these people, number one. And number two, of course, he didn't know. He went in there, you know, saying, well, people have policy differences and stuff, but this is America. You're the loyal opposition, without even any idea of just how much perfidy and chicanery and treachery were beneath his feet. He's sitting on top of a pit of hissing demons. And he didn't know it. And they nearly got him.
They tried their damnedest.
They tried their damnedest. And you know what? They're not done. They're not done. And
you know what? They're not smart enough to realize that this is not working for them at all. They just are too stupid to sit back and say, what the hell are we doing? We're forcing all of the independents and a lot of people. Of course, the other thing, if you ask me what they're doing too, Jack, is they're going to force Sanders out. And all of his followers are going to do like they did the last time. They're going to go back to Trump. I mean, it's going to be a landslide.
Well,
I mean, who are they? Wait, name me one of those people that could possibly beat him. Other than listening to Juan Williams saying that they could all beat him, which there's other, whatever, that's a different story for a different day. But unbelievable. Yeah. Pete Buttigieg, is he the man now?
I don't know. I know this. No presidential candidate or president ever, like, makes out with their wives. And here he is just flaunting, you know, sticking his tongue down the throat of the first dude. Give me a break. This is not going to sit well in America, I can tell you right now. Plus, I keep wondering about this, about, you know, Buttigieg. What would Saudi Arabia or the Emirates, or Iran, or Kim Jong-un, or Putin, or any of our other people that are from third world, in the entire continent of Africa, they are all just so vehemently anti-gay. I mean, so we're supposed to say, well, you know, we want to show how tolerant we are. We're going to have a guy be president who, you know, who couldn't run the fourth largest town in Indiana well. And Dick, did you, I don't know if you've seen this or not. This is something, and there was an article from the newspaper in South Bend. And the story was about how Pete Buttigieg, as a teenager, was arrested for strangling dogs. Have you heard that?
No. No.
I think if they can actually show that, you know, people are very tolerant. Well, yes, we ought to have a gay, but if they kill dogs, if he's killed dogs and he's like Michael Vick, there's no chance he's going to go anyplace. Now, I saw this, and it was looked like the photo of, you know, I mean, he was a teenager at the time. But I would think some enterprising newspaper person,
journalist,
because there aren't many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, a journalist.
Yeah.
Would go after that and see if that's true. I mean, that is a, you know, if it's on the internet like that, then that doesn't make it true. But it does make it worthy of finding out whether it's true or not. And
yeah,
I think it's
investigated.
Just amazing to me.
Yeah.
But
unbelievable.
You haven't heard that.
Boy. No, but I'll tell you one thing. That should turn a hell of a lot of people against him. That's for damn sure.
Oh, I think
unbelievable.
So too.
Yeah. I'm not sure that.
I mean,
Michael
Vick went to prison over dog fighting as a sport.
Yeah.
And it isn't really. Isn't really a good sport. But I mean, it is a sport all over the world. It's kind of, you know, subculture sport. I get, you know, but he went to jail for that.
OJ
didn't go to jail for cutting off Ron Goldman and his wife's heads.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, Dick, right this minute, if OJ had also killed that IKEA, he'd have gone to prison.
Because
people, human beings are plenty of them, but people don't like it. They do not like it when you abuse a dog.
Well, listen, don't give
Michael Vick any
credit.
I like that about
though.
Americans. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Don't give Michael Vick any credit, though. The dog fighting, he trained the dogs by going around the neighborhoods and picking up regular dogs and having his dogs kill them. So he deserves nothing other than what he got and deserves to be completely wiped out of any kind of sporting memorabilia or anything. He's just a dirtbag like a lot of them. So.
So he would, I didn't know that. So he kidnapped dogs?
Yeah. Yeah, they'd go around the neighborhood and find dogs and then put them in the pit with their dogs to teach them how to kill. Yeah. That was one of the main reasons he went to prison. Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing when that happened, but I certainly didn't know that. And, you know, that's news to me, to be honest with you. So, anyway, this is, you know, this is a significant thing. And now let's get back to Trump. Machiavelli in The Prince wrote, if you're going to kill the king, you better do it. Because if you miss or only wound him, he will come after you with a vengeance. And, you know, I am totally in agreement with Trump getting rid of every single Obama hold of their ears. I would purge every one of them from the White House, period.
Yeah.
No mercy, no grace, get rid of them. I want my team.
Yeah.
And there have been leaks from the entire time that Trump's been president. The entire time, any times when they haven't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here,
you said there's 70 of them that got let go. 70.
From the NSA.
You can just imagine. Yeah, that's just one area, right?
Just one area.
Well, hopefully, he hasn't stopped. Hopefully, he hasn't stopped. And they know who's who. They all do. It was like there was a guy in the Army I saw, I think this morning, that was in the same area when that lieutenant colonel, he said, you knew he was
Vindman.
A sleazebag from day one. Yeah. But he said, we all knew he was a sleazebag from day one. They called him peerless. None of his peers wanted anything to do with him because he was a sleaze. And he says he always has been. And they've known it for years. But then he pulls this malarkey. And you know what? March him and his – he had a twin brother, I guess. March them both out. You guys are done. They didn't get fired, though. They can still work, but they're just not allowed in the White House anymore.
Vindman has been sent to the War College, the Army War College in Pennsylvania. I guess he's going to teach there something. Teach
anyway. Yeah, right.
The next time that he is up for review. He'll be processed out of the Army. He will not become a full colonel.
Yeah.
He violated his oath of office by leaking. And Lindsey Graham, head of the Judiciary Committee, is going to call him
in the
to
Senate.
Witness. Mm-hmm. In the Senate. And, call... I don't know if he can call Adam Schiff or not. But he can certainly call his staff, and we'll see how many of them are willing to perjure themselves. Because the thing is, by the time people are get to the point where they testify, usually. They really know the answer, so they're just asking them to either confirm or to trap them.
Yeah.
But we have been waiting patiently for 3 years for some justice. I mean, they nearly throw Trump out of office for a phone call, and Hillary never, her server and her phones and everything were under subpoena, and they smashed them and wiped the hard drives with bleach bit when they were subpoenaed. That's obstruction of justice, period. But they get away with that, and they want to throw Trump out for a phone call. As Vincent Bartry said, what the hell's going on around here? Just not good, not wise, not appropriate. And we've got all this, just running back and forth. Just amazing, really.
Isn't it, huh?
Now, so Trump's having a rally in Manchester. And I think that, the University of University of New Hampshire, of Southern University, whatever it is. It isn't the regular
he's holding
in Hanover.
Well, he's holding in Manchester. Yeah, I'm not I'm not sure it was at a college. I think it's in wherever he gave his final when he was running. He's gone back there, wherever that was. But yeah, I don't think it's a college though. But I could be wrong.
I think that it holds like 12,500 people. And well, you know, you're just what, about 90 miles south of that? How cold is it outside?
Yeah. Well, up there right now, I think I heard that it's like 32 or 33.
Bonnie,
and he's got lines
that's, you
people
know,
waiting to get it. For them, yeah.
Oh,
it's not that
you,
cold for them.
No, since yesterday it was 1 degree.
Yeah.
Yesterday
no,
was 1 degree above zero. So, you know, so that's a big difference. 32 isn't that cold in New England. You know, it's real cold for people in Georgia and places like that. But 32 is not that cold in New England. Any rate.
No.
All of these Democrats have their thing tomorrow. And they're just saying, look it, I had a rally and there were 1,000 people there, and they're just kind of sticking it to them by going up there and you know and having a rally where there are probably 50,000 that wanted to come.
Well, they just had on Fox News that his rally tonight will be more than what all of the Democrats put together had. And maybe double as much as so. It's one of those things that they'll be turning people away. There are already lines and lines waiting to get in, and that's since early afternoon today. And
that's,
I think his rally's around tonight. I think, yeah. Well, you know what?
It'll be at 7. They're always at 7.
Oh well, okay.
You know, I think this is the last hurrah for Pocahontas.
Yeah, well,
she,
it should be.
You know, Bernie, it looks like it's between Bernie and Buttigieg.
Pretty much, yeah.
It does.
And, well, you know,
and
Klobuchar, they've got her rated in third place, they think, for tomorrow. I think she's going to come in third. So they literally should have Yang, Warren, and even they'll keep Biden up there just because they think maybe he can do something nationally. But Yang and what's her name? And what's the other billionaire's name that's been up there? They should all just
Dyer.
Take a seat. Yeah, just go away. You people can go away. But do you find it a little ironic that the way that the Democrats have been talking about, you know, millionaires and billionaires and what they got to do, and it seems to me that their only real choice at the end of this thing is going to be billionaire Blumenthal.
Bloomberg.
I mean Bloomberg.
No.
Yes, I'm sorry. But...
yes, and the party that is anti-capitalist is going to rely on a super capitalist. This is just totally ironic, totally, and a sellout of what they say they're for, a complete sellout. And one more thing, they are committed to screwing Bernie again. And all of his people know it, and they're so used to being slighted right now that they just they're skittish. It's like us when we hear something on the regular news, you know, about Trump. We're just you're waiting to see what the what it is that they're going to say. And you know what amazes me? They talk about Trump lying all the time. He lies, lies, lies. I mean, they say it all the time. The one thing that I – my impression of him is that he doesn't lie. I mean, you know, he'll exaggerate stuff like, you know, this is the you know, the biggest thing of, you know, of all time or something like that. And, you know, you don't pay any attention to that. But when he says he's going to do something, he does it.
Yeah.
If he makes a promise to the American people, he keeps it. I just don't get where they can continually say that he is not doing that, because to me and to people like us all across America, it's like, well, he really is doing what he promised that he would do. And honest to God, Dick, when he ran and, you know, and made all these promises, I would have been satisfied if he had kept maybe a third of them. That was as many as I expected him to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, we've seen a lot of presidents in our lifetime, and every one of them is a damn liar when it comes to they make promises, then they get into office, and they do whatever they want. And, you know, they do not meticulously and steadfastly go before the American people and say, I promised them to do this, I'm going to do it. And some, you know, when they absolutely go against what they've said, you know, like George Herbert Walker Bush, you know, read my lips, no new taxes, and then he had a new tax. Well, that cost him, you know, the election, because that was just such a bad lie. And here's the other, here's one other thing. All of these people in the mainstream, you know, progressive news media say, well, after his impeachment trial was over, President Clinton had the class to go before the American people and apologize for his behavior. But Trump won't do that because he didn't do anything wrong. I'd say there's a whole lot of difference. I read, just as soon as he, you know, put it online, I read that telephone conversation, and, you know, it's like the parts that were Trump's, I read it in his voice because it was in my head, and it sounded just like him and the things he would say, every bit of it.
Jeez.
What's he have to apologize for? He didn't do anything wrong. Trump got –
had one.
Clinton got a blowjob in the Oval Office. I'd say he should have apologized for that.
Well, they said today, though, and I find it quite amusing when a Democrat said, you know, after the impeachment thing, Clinton looked very relaxed. He said, and now maybe we all understood, after the fact, we all understood why he was so relaxed. there in the oral office. Oh, my God.
You know, I can understand. That I can definitely understand. That's really funny. Well,
let me ask you a question, though, Jack. Don't you think that the Democrats, in their own dubious way, are actually do realize that the intelligence of the American people, that our people are not as in tune to the politics, obviously, like you and I or some of the older people, that they just say these things and these people just believe it. I mean, when I see these guys go out and talk to these college kids and say, you know, about so-and-so said something or other, and they said, yeah, that definitely sounds like something Trump would say. And then they say, well, Trump didn't say it. That's something Obama said. They go, huh? What? They really don't understand. And they're just playing on the fact that as Hillary called us deplorables, and some guy made fun of of the Trump people as being hillbillies. There's a lot of these college-educated kids that have no common sense and really don't know what in the hell they're talking about. Why would they if they think socialism is the way to go?
Well, I agree completely. I think that in New Hampshire tonight or tomorrow, I think that Bernie will end up winning. And I think that, you know, Biden will be looking to South Carolina next week. And with the other two losses, you know, where he's just a real also-ran, I think he's in danger of losing South Carolina. And they says, you know, that's his firewall. They love those things, firewall. Do you know what the chances of a Democrat winning the state of South Carolina are? Zero.
Slim or none.
Trump will take that state 62-38.
Well,
maybe better than that.
The other thing, Biden was talking too about being, you know, that's where he's going to get his start. And I've seen an awful lot of African-American men lately saying, you know, the things that he's come out with, they don't think that he has the African-American vote anymore. Not necessarily with what he has said, but what Trump has done. Trump, they're working, and they love it. They 7 million people are off of food stamps. 7 million people. I mean, that alone, the amount of money that goes back into the treasury. Just period. It's hard to fathom, but I don't know. I think Joe.
Do you remember, you know, back towards like maybe with a year or two to go for Obama, and they were talking about, you know, being on food stamps was good for the economy. They said that.
Yeah.
The SNAP program. It's good for the economy.
Well, because of socialism. It's part of socialism.
How can giving things away be good for the economy? It just isn't. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts crazy. All right, we got less than a minute. So,
again?
What's happening?
Wow.
Fast
half an hour.
The fastest 30 minutes in radio.
Yeah. Listen, less than a minute, folks. We were going to have a weekend in Jacksonville for a wedding, and at least one of us made it there, and the other one was not quite that lucky. So Jack did manage to have a good time with his family and his grandchildren and whatever, and I sat in a Charlotte Airport for 24 hours and lulled the date away. It was wonderful.
He enjoyed his day in North Carolina. Well, it was an adventure. There's no doubt about it. Not the best. All right. What I want to know, in our 1 minute left, what's going to happen with Tom Brady?
He's staying. He's not going anywhere. Colin Kaepernick? Colin Kaepernick didn't end up in the XFL because he wanted $20 million, and the highest paid quarterback in the XFL makes $500,000. So, Colin, keep dreaming, buddy. Keep dreaming.
He probably thinks he can bring in a big audience. I don't think he would bring in a big audience, and what it would do would be the death knell for what they're trying to do. So, you know, that's
exactly,
just the way that one works. But But they will be.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, this time next week, we'll be reevaluating everything that's happened. And so we're at the end of the show. So just let me say, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.